It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
So Leslie, did you know that the typical household spends $1,500 a year on energy bills?
And if you're writing checks this weekend, you sure do know, but Uncle Sam can help you shave up to $450 off your energy costs.
So gather up your energy bills and hit moneypit.com. Click on ideas and tips, then click estimators and calculators, and use the Energy Star Home Energy Yardstick to save some bucks on your house.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Call us now with your home improvement question. Call us now with your do-it-yourself dilemma. Call us now if your sink finally sank. Maybe we can help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up this hour, you liked that one, didn't you?
I like that one, but you would want your sink to sink because that would mean the water is draining down.
No, it could mean that your sink just fell through the countertop and is now in your sink cabinet.
And you know, if it did that, it would be similar to the movie The Money Pit when the tub falls through the floor. So that's it all right. Comes full circle, Tom. I'm still laughing.
Well, coming up this hour, see, that's what we do. We amuse you and we entertain you and we actually occasionally amongst all of that frivolity squeeze in the occasional home improvement tip. That's why coming up this hour, we're going to tell you about a window of opportunity to brighten up some rooms, perhaps save some energy too, by enlarging just one or two windows in your house.
It really can make a big design difference in your home. And also this hour, with that project of enlarging those windows, you're going to suddenly have a ton more light, and then you're going to see way more dust. Or perhaps the dust that's just been there, and now all that light's showing it's there. Well, we're going to have tips to teach you how to mix up a recipe for furniture polish in a pinch. You probably have all the ingredients right now in your home on hand, and best of all, it's all natural.
Plus, if you're like me, you probably grew up with your dad saying, close the door!
What, you grew up in a barn?
Well, find out this hour why it might actually be a good idea to leave a door open that can actually help you save some money. It's all coming up on the Money Pit, and we've got a great prize to give away, too.
That's right. It's the Swan Private Eye. It's worth $199, and it's a security system that's going to take digital photos so you can catch any potential thieves in the act.
So call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, where work and fun meet. Let's get right to the phones.
Time to talk tiles with Greg in New Jersey. What can we help you with today?
All right. I really enjoy your show. It gets me to challenge myself and do some projects, new projects around the house.
And, all right. Glad to help.
All right. And one such project was I tiled a couple of rooms in the house. Did a kitchen, a bathroom, and an area in the basement. And the area in the basement came out just fine. And the other two rooms, a couple of spots, when you walk on them, you hear a little click.
A click. Huh?
So I'm wondering if there's, you know, any sort of quick fix without having to pull out a whole room full of tiles.
Hmm. Greg, is it in one specific area in each room? Are they relative to one another, or is it the entire floor?
Not relative to one another, but it is in one specific area.
Hmm. Well, if you have movement in a floor like that, it's got to be most likely the floor joist below, or sometimes there's space between the subfloor and the joist. Now, if you can't access that from below, The problem with ceramic tile is you can't access it from the top either. So you really don't have any choice here except to live with it. Because probably what's happening is you have a gap between the floor joist and the subfloor. And the way to fix that is to either secure the subfloor. And you can do that if you have any other kind of material that could be disassembled, like carpet or even hardwood or even laminate can be taken apart. Ceramic tile, you can't really take it apart. So working on it from the top down is a problem, which means your only option is to cut it open from the bottom. Before you do that,
I mean,
though,
which patching drywall is a far easier project than retiling a whole area of the floor.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're only having a little bit of click there, I probably would learn to live with it.
Okay. Well, one room I do have access from the basement, and the other room, I guess I'll live with it. Thank you very much.
If you have access from the basement, you want to have somebody walk on top of that tile where the noise is and watch the floor joist below and look to the area between the subfloor and the joist. If you see some movement, you can take some shims, like a piece of cedar shingle or something like that, and put some glue on the end of it and then very carefully tap it into that space. Don't go too far because you'll push up the floor above it if you do, but just make it snug and that will tighten that up. And it's also a good way to fix squeaks in a floor.
Thank you very much. You just solved another problem I didn't have a chance to ask.
888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
Betty Lynn in Arizona. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I remodeled my kitchen, and I need a microwave that opens to the right. I've searched everywhere, stores, internet, everything.
Where is the microwave mounted?
It's over the range.
Well, when we saw your question, we had one suggestion for you, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, okay. I mean, even just doing some research myself, Betty Lynn, it seems like everything opens to, controls on the right and then opens to the left because, you know, manufacturers assume everybody's right-handed. So
know,
now you've got the door opening with your left hand and your right hand is placing in whatever and then operating the controls, which is unfortunate because there are lefties in the world.
I don't know if there's another place that this microwave could be installed, but the only other type of microwave that we've seen that's actually fairly new on the market is made by Sharp, and it's a microwave drawer. And
right.
It kind of operates like one of those bread drawers, and they're cool, but they're great to be put below countertops or in the space of one of the cabinets, that kind of thing. But up above the range, you're really limited on what you can find for that. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, and you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever that project strikes you. So pick up the phone. The number's 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, we're always giving you tips to seal up your house to help keep those doors and windows closed. But there's actually one time when propping a door open can actually save you money. We'll tell you what it is next. Before hitting the airwaves, I spent 20 years as a home inspector making sure home buyers were not moving into real-life money pits. And after doing 6,000 inspections, I knew exactly which brand of water heater I could trust, and that brand is Rheem. Rheem tank and tankless water heaters are dependable and energy efficient. Rheem tankless units never run out of hot water and cost 25% less to run. Rheem's tank units include state-of-the-art features like EverClean, which prevents sediment buildup and reduces energy costs. If you want dependable, energy-efficient hot water, you want Rheem. Learn more at smarterhotwater.com. That's smarterhotwater.com. I trust Rheem for my hot water, and so can you.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Soaring energy prices, brutal insurance rates, variable rate loans that go nowhere but up. These are very tough times for homeowners.
So we decided to do something about it.
That's right. We partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program to ease the squeeze on American homeowners.
And we're so sure that you're going to save tons of money using this unique membership that we're going to give you a month for free.
Not only that, we'll give you a pair of top-notch electronic tools from Zircon, the Laser Ball 360, and the Stud Sensor I-60 just for becoming a member.
You will save money with your membership. We guarantee it.
Call 1-866-REAL-HOME. That's 1-866-REAL-HOME. It's a no-brainer.
But you're going to have to be one of our first 1,000 members, so call right now at 1-866-REAL-HOME.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com.
Losing focus and concentration? Feeling less alert?
I did, until I found new Core for Life Advanced Memory Formula.
Core for Life Advanced Memory Formula works naturally with your body to improve your memory and help maintain your brain's vitality.
I feel sharper than ever.
Only Core for Life Advanced Memory Formula combines chromium picolinate, phosphatidylserine, and DHA.
I recommend it.
Try new Core for Life Advanced Memory Formula in the orange box, in the vitamin aisle at drug, food, and supercenters.
That's it. These hidden shipping surcharges have got to stop. Fuel surcharge, Saturday surcharge, residential surcharge. See this vein in my neck? It wasn't there yesterday.
Stu, the United States Postal Service doesn't have any hidden surcharges, so...
When you're happy, you know, I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl.
Office grumps rejoice. Visit USPS.com/compare to see how much you'll save.
Group hug, everybody.
No surprise pricing. It's in today's mail.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Call us now with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma. Call us if you accidentally bought an unskilled saw. We can help you with that. The number is 888-MONEYPIT. And one caller we talked to this hour is going to win the Swan Digital Private Eye Security System worth $199. It looks like a simple alarm system, but it's got a motion detector that can actually catch anyone in the act. Now, I don't know who you want to catch in the act of
doing what.
But whatever that might be, apparently this product can do it, and it's worth $200 if you want to win it. Call us now. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat. You might just walk away with that at the end of today's program.
Maybe it can tell you who's leaving that house door open, you know, like your dad always used
or
to yell at
or who's breaking the diet and raiding the refrigerator in the middle of the night.
That would be the best.
Busted!
Hey, I saw you getting that cake in the middle of the night. I got my secret digital eye on you. All right, well, if you're looking to bust somebody in the act of cheating on their diet, that's the prize for you to do just that. Well, we tell you a ton of times here on the Money Pit, always close the doors, windows, and any vents to rooms that you don't use regularly to save on your energy bills. But there is one door in your home that you should open to save some money, and it's your dishwasher door. If you go ahead and air dry your dishes, it's a great way to save money and energy. If your dishwasher doesn't have an automatic air dry switch, turn off the control knob after the final rinse, and then go ahead and prop that door open a little. You don't have to leave it wide open. The air is still going to circulate through. It's going to dry out your dishes. And best of all, it will not soak up your energy bill. Save you some money, folks.
And for the rest of those doors in your house, your father was right. Close them. 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's next?
John in Texas has a question about grout. What can we help you with?
Yes, I have a kitchen that has white tile, and it has a lighter grout as well. And we're not wanting to replace the tile, but wanting to give it a more updated look, and was thinking of going with, wondering if you can actually, can you regrout the tile or maybe use a dye with a darker, to give it a darker grout line?
Oh, you want to go like contrasty, like dark gray and white or black and white?
Exactly.
That would be really pretty. What condition is the grout in at the moment, and has it been sealed?
I don't believe it's been sealed because it is kind of, you know, it's a little dirty. It's not as clean as it could be. And that's one of the reasons we want a darker grout, too, not only for the contrast, but also to maybe hide some of the dirt, too. But as far as condition, it's in pretty good condition, but it could use a cleanup.
There's actually a product called Aquamix, which is a grout colorant, and you can use it to either restore the existing color or you can recolor it or change the color completely. It even works the opposite way from dark to light. It's eco-friendly, it lasts a long time, and it's easy to apply, and you can buy it online at aquamix.com. But if it's in good shape, I would say just go ahead and cover over it and then make sure you do seal it so that you don't have to worry about any sort of stains ever getting on it, even though it's dark and you won't be able to see it.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's what seems a lot easier than trying to, I guess, grind out the grout and floating over some new stuff.
Yeah, we're all for trying the easy stuff first, John. You can always go that route later.
I like that idea. All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Margaret in New York is doing some work on a staircase. How can we help you with the project?
We have an 80-year-old oak staircase. It was covered with about, I don't know, 6 to 8 layers of varnish and paint over the years. So we were trying to strip it. We did a lot of the stripping with a product called Peel Away.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of the paint off. Our problem is now that we're trying to finish up the project and get to the staining part, there's a lot of dark spots still on the staircase. And we've sanded it and we've done other things to it, but they don't seem to come off. And I'm worried that it's going to affect the way the stain looks.
What kind of stain are you going to put on this? Is it a lighter stain or a darker stain?
A darker stain.
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to find out that the darker stain will blend in those existing stains that are on the staircase as best as it possibly can. You know, I have a really old house and did a staircase project just like this. And after we got absolutely as much of the old finish off as we could, we used a dark stain and it really evened everything out quite nicely. So I don't think it's going to hurt it. If anything, it's going to make it blend in.
Right. And to make the staircase a little smoother, how much do we have to sand? Like we've been working on this for a while.
Okay, if it's oak and you're using, you probably need to use just a medium grit sandpaper on that. That will give you a pretty good finish. So around 100 grit sandpaper.
Okay.
And so if you're using that, that's probably the best that you can do. As you get to the end of the sanding project, make sure you're sanding with the grain. Have you used any machines to sand, like orbital sanders or anything like that?
We did.
Okay, so make sure your last coat has got some fine paper on it so that you don't leave any sanding marks, because they will show up.
So meaning after we stain one coat,
before you stain, you stop staining before you stain, and then you stain, and then you put on your polyurethane on top of that.
And you just sand between the levels of polyurethane.
Right.
Right.
Now, Margaret, the only suggestion I have in dealing with some odd stains or tonations of wood is there are wood bleaching products on the market. Some are peroxide, some are chlorine-based, and some are even oxalic or oxalic. You can get them at the home centers. They are kind of tough to work with. They made really are only to work on that one spot. But
right.
If you know kind of what's caused that stain, which I think in your case is over time, you know, the folks at a paint shop, a good one, will be able to recommend the right type of bleach, and you might be able to lighten that one area, but you want to make sure you don't over lighten it to now cause a different problem.
Right. I guess most of the areas where we have the trouble is in the detail work of the staircase itself. There's like small detail work, and in there, in those crevices,
Yeah, it's tough to get into those spots. You know, that's why you do the best you can. Put some stain in on there to even it out, finish it, and move on.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Sandy in Texas is having some issues with the fireplace. Tell us about it.
Yes, I have a fireplace that kind of goes through my living room and my kitchen. You can see through it.
Okay.
And when I build a fire in the fireplace with logs and after it gets going a little bit, it starts kind of smoking the house up. And I want to know what is wrong with the fireplace. Do I need to lift the grate up and put some like fire bricks underneath it and get it up closer to the chimney? Or is there something wrong with the firebox? Or the opening's not big enough? Or could you tell me what's wrong?
There could be a number of things that are causing that. Do you live in a newer house, Sandy, or is it an older house?
It's an older house, but built back in the 60s.
Hmm. Well, because if you start to get a fireplace that's smoking a lot, then it's a draft issue, obviously.
It usually means the flue is cold.
Well, yeah, if it's happening right on the startup, there's a way to kind of work around that where you start the fire very slowly to sort of heat the chimney up and then increases the draft. But if it's happening after the chimney heats up, there could be a number of issues. There could be a problem with the chimney design. It's too high. It's not high enough. It's not capped properly. There could be an issue with the box design of the fireplace itself. There could be an issue with air pressures inside your house. If you don't have enough makeup air, that could be causing the smoke to back up into the house as well. So this is a condition that takes a bit of experimentation. There are also ways that you can modify that firebox to increase the draft right there and help the air sort of speed up. I think what's complicating it here for you, and if I'm understanding you correctly, is that you have essentially a two-sided fireplace. Is it open
That's
from
correct.
Two sides? Yeah,
yes.
So that makes it a little bit more difficult. So you're going to have to try things one step at a time and see if it works. Have you spoken with a certified chimney sweep on this?
I had the chimney cleaned once, and he said he didn't see that there was any problem with it. And then I also had another person tell me that my return air unit on my air conditioner was too close.
Ah, that actually could be
That could be a major cause.
Have you noticed that when it starts to smoke that your HVAC system is on? When it starts to smoke the next time, I want you to turn your heating system off and see if it changes. Because if that's causing it, it could be very dangerous. You could be sucking combustion gas into the house, and that'll make the whole house smoke up. And it could also cause carbon monoxide to get into the entire house. So if that return duct is close to the fireplace, that could absolutely be causing the problem. And if it's inconsistent like that, you may find that it happens whenever the fan turns on and that return duct actually starts to draw house air back into the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How far should the return unit really be away from a fireplace?
At least on the other side of the room, I would think.
Okay. Well, it's on the other side of the room pertaining to the entry hall.
Listen, my recommendation is this. If you have a chimney contractor that you're real comfortable with, and I'm talking about someone who's a member of the Chimney Safety Institute, they should be able to diagnose this. A second choice would be an HVAC contractor that can determine what's happening with the air pressures in your house. Because for some reason, you're not getting enough intake, and that's what the draft is. That's why it's backdrafting into the house.
Now, the website for the certified chimney sweep, Sandy, is csia.org. And you should also, if you don't already, get a carbon monoxide detector and place it somewhere on that first floor so that you know that you're keeping your family safe.
Okay. Now, and he said something about the other one, about the air pressure in the house. Who would I contact about that?
Your heating and cooling contractors can test for that and make sure you're getting the proper draft.
Oh, okay.
See, houses always have air pressure. They have negative pressure, which means it's less than the outside, or they have positive pressure, depending on how the winds are blowing over the house and things like that. And what happens is if they get reversed, you can get the draft on the chimney or even on the furnace or the water heater that gets reversed. If you have, for example, I've seen houses that have attic fans, that when the attic fan is turned on, all of a sudden the fireplace stops working because it's pulling so much air out of the house that it reverses the draft. So making sure that the airflow is correct inside your house can prevent draft problems like that. Start with a chimney sweep and take it from there. Sandy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Up next, a riddle. What do salad dressing and furniture polish have in common? We'll toss up the answer after this.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Rheem Water Heaters. For dependable, energy-efficient tank and tankless water heaters, you can trust Rheem. Learn more at smarterhotwater.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And I know, Tom, I tell you this all the time.
Yes.
I love working at the Money Pit, and I'm sharing it with all of you Money Pit fans out there right now. This is the best place to work. And let me let you in on one of the secrets that really makes this job even more kick butt than it already is. Lots of different manufacturers, they go ahead and send us products to try out for free. You know,
they
all
do.
Kinds of tools, paint, and lots of other stuff. And believe us, We do try a lot of it out. And then we go ahead and post all of our recommendations, good and bad, online at MoneyPit.com. All you have to do is go to our website, MoneyPit.com, click on Repair and Improve, and look for a section called Cool New Products. It really does pay off to visit that site because we see some really cool things even way before they come out. This way we can get you all excited about what's going to be new to the market.
The oddest thing I was ever shipped to try out was a concrete form. I just couldn't figure out where to use that, but it was a big box, you know, about half the size of a refrigerator.
And they weigh a gajillion pounds. We did an episode of While You Were Out. It was a brownstone in Upper Harlem in New York. And, of course, our designer, John Bruce, used a ton of concrete forms. And to get things to the backyard of this brownstone, you had to go up 5 steps to get into the front of the house, then down all the way to the basement, then go through the basement, and then go all the way up 2 flights of stairs to get back to the backyard. Had we known this going in, concrete forms would not have been the way.
Wouldn't have been part of that project.
No, sir.
Well, here's a little smaller project that you can tackle and a cool product that you can make yourself. If you've got company on the way and you're short on furniture polish, here's a quick recipe for a natural alternative that actually works really, really well. All you have to do is mix 3 parts olive oil to 1 part white vinegar. The recipe actually gives you a very, very rich, velvety polish for all that woodwork in your house. It works great. I've tried it myself, and it's a quick way to buff up that furniture.
And the best thing, you want to make sure you use a lint-free rag to put on and follow the grain of the wood if you've got it. Or go in circular motions. It really depends on the type of furniture, but try to follow the grain the best you can. It really does do the trick. You'll be so surprised.
Well, if you feel like your home improvement projects have been a circular motion in and of themselves and never seem to end, let us help you out. The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, let's get back to the phones.
Dale in Texas, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I'm kind of wondering if you have any information on house leveling.
Okay. What's going on with your house?
For last year or so, the walls have been cracking, the ceiling's cracking, the fireplace is pulling away.
Wow.
Cupboards are pulling away. Outside, the brick doing the same thing. We've had a lot of people, professionals, come, and 2 out of 5 say that's normal. The house was built in 1970, so I know better.
Okay.
And the other 3 are anywhere from 10,000 to 25,000.
Okay. The folks that you have come look at this, are they all in the business of repairing this sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think the first thing you need to do is get an independent professional in to take a look at it. This could be an architect. It could be a structural engineer. That's probably the best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be...
What about a home inspector?
Yeah, a good quality home inspector. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, sure. That's ASHI.org, ASHI.org, find a certified home inspector in your area. These are the kinds of folks that are in the business of inspecting buildings without being in the business of selling you the repair solution. When you call a contractor, you usually get a contractor's fix, which almost always involves hiring that person to do the work. We need to find out whether or not this is truly active movement or not before we enter into a discussion about how it should be fixed. Right now, I don't think you have enough information.
Okay, I understand that, but why would anybody not want to work on the house?
Maybe it's not a job that they want to do. Maybe it's not worth the money. Maybe it's involves materials they're not familiar with. I mean, who knows? You can't second guess that. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it's better to trust that somebody doesn't want to do the project because they maybe not have the skills that you need to have the job done properly.
Yeah, maybe you scared them off. I don't know. But I do know that you don't have enough information right now. You need to get an independent expert to look at that. If I had a house that had all of those cracks that you just listed, had all that movement, I would definitely want to have it looked at. I mean, the best thing that can happen is you're going to pay an independent expert a couple $100 for doing an inspection, and they're going to say it is normal, and then at least you can rely on that. But you can't rely on a contractor's opinion.
I've got the charts and everything. It's from 1.5 to 2 inches. Every person that looked at it pretty much gave me the same kind of specs. But I said 2 out of 5, and they all have 20 years under their belt. Per company, 2 out of 5 says it's normal movement. I'm here in Texas, and they say keep up with the soaker hoses and start putting timers on them, and everything come back together because we haven't had any kind of rain last couple of years.
Right, because your soil is going to move.
Right.
This is the Money Pit, and we've got more great home improvement advice coming up, including a tremendous window of opportunity for revitalizing any room in your home. We've got a lot of suggestions and a really super one coming up after this.
888 Money Pit.
Is dryness a problem in your home?
Especially in winter months, dry air can make skin itchy. Make your throat and nose dry.
I can't talk!
And don't forget about static shock. It also causes walls, hardwood floors, and home furnishings to become dry and cracked. Put an end to dry air problems with an April Air Automatic Humidifier, the best cure for indoor air dryness. Never too dry, never too moist. Just the optimum amount of humidity based on outdoor temperatures. Protect your health, your comfort, and your furnishings by putting an end to dry air with whole home humidification from April Air. Now doesn't that feel better? April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Soaring energy prices, brutal insurance rates, variable rate loans that go nowhere but up. These are very tough times for homeowners.
So we decided to do something about it.
That's right. We partnered with the American Homeowners Association to create a program to ease the squeeze on American homeowners.
And we're so sure that you're going to save tons of money using this unique membership that we're going to give you a month for free.
Not only that, we'll give you a pair of top-notch electronic tools from Zircon, the LaserBall 360, and the Stud Sensor i60 just for becoming a member.
You will save money with your membership. We guarantee it.
Call 1-866-REAL-HOME. That's 1-866-REAL-HOME. It's a no-brainer.
But you're going to have to be one of our first 1,000 members, so call right now at 1-866-REAL-HOME.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools. And you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Before hitting the airwaves, I spent 20 years as a home inspector making sure home buyers were not moving into real-life money pits. And after doing 6,000 inspections, I knew exactly which brand of water heater I could trust, and that brand is Rheem. Rheem tank and tankless water heaters are dependable and energy efficient. Rheem tankless units never run out of hot water and cost 25% less to run. Rheem's tank units include state-of-the-art features like EverClean, which prevents sediment buildup and reduces energy costs. If you want dependable, energy-efficient hot water, you want Rheem. Learn more at smarterhotwater.com. That's smarterhotwater.com. I trust Rheem for my hot water, and so can you.
Has credit card debt ravaged your financial stability or your home life? Fresh Start America can help. In fact, they can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. They negotiate with your creditors, reduce your debt, cut years off your payments, and stop the debt cycle. It's a proven solution. They're friendly, caring professionals who won't judge you or talk down to you. You'll get your questions answered and your debt forgiven. Avoid bankruptcy, cut your debt by thousands, and enjoy life again. Imagine taking your credit card bills and cutting them in half. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation. There's absolutely no cost or obligation. Call now. 800-249-0681. That's 800-249-0681. Not available in all states, including South Carolina. Call us at 800-249-0681. That's 800-249-0681.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep.
Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because...
Because I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and...
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside and...
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
If your dog decides to hide every time you start a home improvement project, maybe he's the smart one. You should call us, on the other hand. The number is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Welcome back. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you should give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And you could win a pretty cool prize. It's the Swan Digital Private Eye Security System. It's worth $199. And it basically is a simple alarm system, but it's all dressed up because it's got a motion-triggered digital camera in there that's going to catch intruders in the act, or perhaps, you know, a wandering animal crossing through your yard, or maybe your kid's playing a trick on you and setting it off. It can record up to 20,000 images, and I guarantee you will be surprised by what you see, what goes on in the middle of the night when you're not paying attention. If you want a chance to win, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Ask your question on the air. We're going to throw your name into the Money Pit hard hat for your chance to win.
888-666-3974. MoneyPit.com is the website. Does your home seem a bit dark and dreary? Well, of course, the solution is to let in some light. Now, you can add or enlarge just a window or two for a big difference, or you should consider skylights. There are many positive benefits of putting in a skylight. Increased natural lighting and improved fresh air circulation can add some new life to your space. Now, if you're thinking about putting in that skylight, there's really three types. There's a roof window, which is the kind that you put in like dormers on a pitched roof. There's a traditional skylight, either vented or not. And there's a new kind of skylight called a sun tunnel, which is really cool because you don't need to build that big well between the skylight itself and the ceiling. With a sun tunnel, you put in the skylight at the top, and then there's a tube that's mirrored on the inside that connects to a light, which is looks like kind of a flush ceiling lamp that's inside, but it brings in a lot of fresh, bright sunlight all day long. That's an easy way to get a skylight into your house as well. All things that you possibly can do yourself with a bit of help from us, or have a pro do it, and just sit back while somebody else does the work.
Linda in Indiana has a question about a floor gone bad. What's going on?
My daughter just put some laminate flooring down, like a living room and dining room area together, and right in the center of the room, it like bubbled where it locked.
It sort of buckles up?
Yes, and it started with about 2-inch gap, and now it's about foot and a half. You know, it's getting worse. It's not. And how would you fix it? Do you have to rip the whole floor back up and start again?
Well, it sounds like there were a couple of pieces of laminate floor that didn't quite get clicked together, didn't quite get locked together properly.
Well, they swear that it did, but I don't know.
Well, did you have this professionally installed?
No.
Okay, they did
it themselves? And this was like the fourth one that they have done.
Hmm.
And this is the only floor that's ever done it.
Well, it's very unusual that there's a manufacturing defect, I got to tell you, because that stuff is just made by the mile. And it all comes out very consistent. It's hard to mess it up. If the tongue or the groove was damaged as the floor was being put together, for some reason it sounds like it didn't quite lock in the middle. And there's no easy fix for this. You can disassemble the floor, assuming you didn't glue it down.
No, we haven't done anything.
Disassemble the pieces. They'll come apart the same as they went together and start again. Or you might just want to wait a little bit of time and see if it settles out. But if it seems to be buckling up like that, I suspect that you've got a section there. It's funny, it could be something as small as an extra piece of laminate material that got like sort of stuck in there when you're opening and closing the boxes. You know, sometimes you get those wood fibers that will pull off and get stuck in that, and it doesn't quite lock together.
But the only way to fix it is to rip it back up.
There's no way to fix it once it's down like that. You know, is it actually physically pushing up?
Yes.
No, I mean, I'll give you one thing you could try, and you probably have nothing to lose. You could take a 2x4 that's a little bit longer than the space between the ceiling and the floor, and mm-hmm. wedge it in place and try to press it down.
Okay.
And put some weight on it that way. Sometimes when I've fixed floors that were buckled up that way and I had to get something in place to hold it while a glue was drying, I would take a piece of 2x4 and I would put a wood block between that and the ceiling and then would press it into the floor and sort of tap it in place so it had some downward pressure. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of a way to clamp a floor down in place. So you could give that a try and see if it straightens out. But if not, I'd just take it apart. I mean, that's the nice thing about laminate. It does come apart if there's a problem.
And then you just have to number it as you lay it back down.
That's right. You know what? Get yourself a wipe, one of those dry erase markers.
Like a China marker.
And number the panels.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. When we come back, we are going to help you with a major undertaking, which is building a home. We're going to help you find the right contractor, which can be a daunting task. We're going to tell you what to ask to make sure that you get the right person for the job. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is being brought to you by, well, by us. Save hundreds a month on groceries, not to mention significant savings on home improvement products and services with your new Money Pit American Homeowners Association membership. And get $50 in Zircon tools if you join in the next 30 minutes. Call now, 866-REAL-HOME. That's 866-REAL-HOME. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, because we are here to help you get the job done. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer, a direct-it-yourselfer, or most importantly, if you are a do-it-to-yourselfer, we have a special phone number just for the do-it-to-themselves. That's
1-888- It's
911. Yeah, that's right. It's 911. It's 888-666-3974 for the rest of you. Hey, did you make any home improvements in 2007? Were any of them related to energy savings? You know, those specific improvements might be eligible for some tax credits. You can learn more about which improvements may or may not be eligible for those tax credits by visiting our website at moneypit.com. Just search tax credits in the repair and improve section, and maybe we will save you some cash.
Yeah, and while you're searching around at moneypit.com, you might see a little icon with some question marks. It says Ask Tom and Leslie. Click on that. Email us your home improvement question, and every hour on the show, we go through our email bag and answer some of those questions. And we've got one here from Vicky, who's apparently in my second home in Kula, Hawaii. What is she doing there? Okay. My dream location. All right, Vicky writes, we are about to talk to two different contractors who are willing to build our house. One contractor said he could order the materials now, start building next month, and be done in 4 months. The other contractor will be meeting with us soon to show us what he has to offer. I like the permawall homes that this constructor builds. What are important questions that I should know when meeting with these contractors? We already know that they build the whole house and it comes with everything from floors to roof, even appliances, kitchen, bath, electrical, plumbing, etc. Wow, this is a big deal.
There's one professional that, Vicky, you don't mention here, and I just wonder where this person is because they're conspicuously absent, and that is the architect. I would not want my contractor to serve
designing everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless
these
are like kit homes or prefab plans that they just sort of...
Even then, I mean, there are, you know, site variations and things like that. The soils can be an issue. So my first suggestion, Vicky, is that you have these plans reviewed by an architect and get an architect sign off on them, because
especially Hawaii has so many issues with mudslides, heavy rains. They really do need to be cautious about exactly where on a property a home is built.
Exactly. So I would start with an architect. That's the best professional, and that's the person that can really help you compare apples to apples when looking at these two contractors, because there's just so many areas that could be different. And unless you have a consistent set of plans and specifications that both folks are bidding on, you really don't have any place to start this project.
All right, we've got another one here from Betty in Auburn, Alabama, who writes, when I flush a toilet in my home, at the end of the refilling process, all of the pipes in my house knock against each other. How do I fix it?
That is called water hammer, and you need a device called a water hammer arrestor, essentially a shock absorber for your plumbing system. You have to imagine as all of the water is running through those pipes. Water is very heavy. It weighs 8 pounds per gallon. When the toilet stops filling, that water continues to run, and then when the valve shuts off, the centrifugal force shakes those pipes.
All right, hope that helps you.
Subprime. There's a word that we've heard a lot this past year. And in fact, I just learned, Leslie, that the American Dialect Society, which apparently is a group that's dedicated to
exists
and is dedicated to the study of the English language, named Subprime their 2007 Word of the Year. So that's
interesting.
Because
I mean, it was around quite a bit. We kept hearing it in the news everywhere.
That's because there's been a lot of people been getting scammed by subprime loans. That's why next week on The Money Pit, we're going to give you some tips to protect you against lending scams. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up next week right here on the show. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.